This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A former judge-elect has been brought up on drug charges in Lake County, Montana. Kenneth Britt Cotter resigned last month after learning he was the subject of a criminal investigation into alleged cocaine use. Cotter had been elected in November to serve as a judge in the 20th Judicial District, covering Lake and Sanders counties. An investigation by the Montana Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation found that Cotter, 48, had tried to purchase cocaine on multiple occasions between March 2022 and May 2023. Cotter has been charged with one count of solicitation to commit criminal distribution of dangerous drugs and two counts of attempted criminal possession of dangerous drugs. If convicted, Cotter could face up to 35 years in prison and a $60,000 fine. Cotter has pleaded not guilty to the three felony drug charges. The case against Cotter began when the Department of Justice investigated allegedly fraudulent billing practices of another attorney in Northwest Montana. As part of that investigation, the department secured text messages between someone identified as A. Doe and Cotter, where the two discussed purchasing and using cocaine. Investigators found two Venmo payments of $900 and $1,200 from Cotter to Doe that corresponded to the prices they discussed for drugs. In early 2024, Cotter announced he was running for the 20th District Court seat in Lake and Sanders counties after the previous judge, Deborah Kim Christopher, resigned following allegations of unethical behavior. Cotter ran unopposed and won the judgeship in November. Shortly after the election, Department of Justice investigators met with Cotter in Polson and asked him about his relationship with A. Doe. Investigators asked Cotter if he had a substance abuse issue or if he had ever purchased drugs from Doe. Cotter denied both. Flathead County District Court Judge Amy Eddy, after the election, spoke with Cotter after learning about his cocaine abuse. Judge Eddy told Cotter that she would report to the Judicial Standards Commission about his drug use. Cotter asked if there was any way she would not file a complaint. Judge Eddy said that was not an option and that she had an ethical obligation to report it. Later, Cotter texted Judge Eddy saying, "I'm asking if there's a deal to be made." After the report was made and an investigation launched, Cotter wrote to Montana Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath, informing him that he would not take the stand in January. Cotter was formally charged the next day. The vacancy in the 20th Judicial District covering Lake and Sanders counties will be filled with an appointment from Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, who has until March 15th to make his decision. The person selected will remain on the bench until 2026, when the next election will be held. Two Helena teachers have received the Presidential Award for STEM Teaching. Each teacher honored with the Presidential Award for STEM Teaching receives $10,000 and a certificate signed by President Joe Biden. Capital High School teachers Sarah Urban and Jack Warner are among seven Montana educators who received the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching for 2025. Sarah Urban has taught at Helena Public Schools for 21 years and emphasizes hands-on learning. Jake Warner has taught mathematics and robotics at Helena Public Schools for 8 years. Students in Warner's technical math course, which teaches students to apply mathematics to real-world skills and trades such as automotive, machining, and construction, said his passion for teaching and student success is evident each day. Warner said he hopes his lessons help prepare students for when they leave Capitol High. Warner said, "I want my students to be college and career ready, right? But more than that, I want them to be brave and self-confident. I want them to be able to tackle problems that they never thought they'd ever be able to." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.